Well, I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Always a joy to be in the presence of other believers who love Him and want to worship Him. And I trust that you want to worship Him tonight. Been years since I've been here, but I'm thrilled that God has let us come and be in this service. Galatians chapter 2, if you'll turn there with me. Galatians chapter 2. Over the years in studying the scriptures, different verses seems to get a hold of your heart and life. And you'll say, I believe that's my favorite verse. And then God will take another verse and tear you apart. And you'll say, boy, I think that's my life verse. But I guess if I would be honest with you and myself, that the verse that I will share with you tonight is probably meant more to me and dealt with my life more than any other verse in the scripture. And I trust that God will help me to say something tonight to encourage and refresh you and the Lord. The verse says, verse number 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It'd be good for you to keep in mind that there is a life in the flesh, and there is a life in faith. And the verse deals with both of those. Let's bow for prayer and then we'll share with you what the Lord has given us. Our Father, you have brought your servant here. Now blot him out. Bless me with the nearness of your presence and with the glow of thy nearness, that I might have words to boldly speak that would make known the mysteries of Christ in the manner in which I ought to, in which Christ himself would receive maximum glory. And your children would be fed, and that one that's still in the regions of darkness, the light of the word would break in upon their hearts. And they'd want to come to know you tonight as their Savior. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk about the essence of Christianity. The essence of Christianity. Teach a rat to expect punishment whenever he hears a certain bell ring. Then teach him reward by ringing another bell. Then ring them both at the same time. The rat will be confused. There will be indecision. In the same way today, by the ringing of many bells, amen, we're filled with confusion. Indecision, we have timid spirits. I wonder, could this be the reason why that there is a stampede away from Bible Christianity? And we've traded it for some well-marked shortcut to heaven. The word Christian has largely lost its meaning. We hear today Christian radio, Christian rock, Christian religion, Christian rap. Basically, they're not Christian at all. Christian ministers, we that open the Word of God and speak to those before, we must make a significant spiritual truth given to our people. Amen. Where that the very nature of the challenge will change their heart and life for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, what we need is radical Christianity. Now, I'm not talking about this radical stuff they talk about today. The word radical comes from the Latin radix, and it just simply means root. And could I tell you that every time there was a movement of God in the world, in the church, they went back to the root of Christianity. Amen. The Word of God. Amen. Christianity is relationship to Christ. Christianity and Christ are inseparable. Christianity is in essence devotion to the person of Christ. It's not devotion to a church. You can be devoted to the church and live like the devil. You see, Christianity is devotion to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to share three things quickly. I'll be brief. I know there's another servant to stand after me. I want to show you three things. First of all, I want to see he gave his life for me. The latter part of the verse, look at it, and it said, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's substitution. You see, substitution means putting of one in the place of another. And you see, what Jesus did was he stepped down from the ivory palaces of glory, amen, condescended to a hill called Calvary and laid down his life. And could I tell you, first of all, it is voluntarily. Amen. You see, he volunteered to die for me. But could I tell you something? Somewhere back in eternity, he volunteered to the Father. Oh yeah, thank God he volunteered in my behalf. But I want to tell you back where it really came. Where it all started. I believe he said, Father, I'll go. Calvary was not a surprise to him. You see, Calvary, he said here, he gave. It was his deed. Would you notice? It was a deliberate choice. Yes, sir. You see, he died of his own free will. I couldn't make him die. I didn't even ask him to. He just volunteered and did it on my behalf. Gladly and willingly, he laid down his sinless life as a sacrifice for human sins. Get that in your heart. He voluntarily did it. Oh yes, it was a free choice that he, my friends, went out into the darkness of divine abandonment that he might lead us into the light of divine affiliation. Isn't that awesome? Awesome. Where I ought to have spent eternity, he went abandoned by God the Father. that I might walk in the light of divine affiliation. I don't know about you, but that thrills my soul. Here's what Jesus said. Watch this. In John's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 11, he said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Listen again. He said in verse 17, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life. Listen again. In verse number 18, he said, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. Calvary was not a martyrdom. Calvary was a redemption. You see, it was no tragedy. It was a triumph. The world looked upon it as a tragedy. God looked upon it as a triumph. The world looked at it and said, he lost. God looked at it and said, he won. Isn't that awesome? I look at this thing, and I see the New Testament teaching me that this darling Son of God, the supernal, sinless child of the Father himself, laid down his life of his own precious will. He died voluntarily. But then he died vicariously. It was on behalf of others. That's what the word vicarious means. He just laid down his life, and the words here is for me. I say it again, it was substitution. Christ also once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. This preposition here, for, is the word hooper, and it just means in behalf of or instead of. The man Christ Jesus gave himself a ransom for many. That's what Paul said, writing to the young preacher Timothy. He did it for many. Aren't you glad that he did? Bless his holy name. What a wonderful, wonderful Savior. You see, in the New Testament truth of substitution, it stands out so clearly that you can't get rid of it unless you get rid of the book. And could I tell you, it's forever settled in heaven. Oh, yeah, my friend, you ain't going to get rid of this book. You can modernize it and translate it and paraphrase it and whatever else you want to call it, but you can't do away with it because it's already forever settled in heaven. Amen. Amen. What a blessed truth that is. Amen. Well, I'm glad that there's a lot of good helps out there in word study that helps us to understand the book that God has given us. I bless his name for that. But I want to tell you, the world's trying to take away the meaning of the Word of God. But I want to tell you, this blessed book can be changed. Amen. God has already set it down in the glory world. And thank God he gave it to us to preach here. He died for us. And what it remains is that I accept what he's done with a grateful and adoring heart, and make Isaiah 53 and verse number 5 personal in my life, where he said, he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. Bless his holy name. Make it personal. Thank God for a personal salvation. He substituted himself when Peter said he bore our sins in his own body on the tree. So we can stand tonight and sing, bearing shame and scoffing rude. In my place condemned he stood. What a present. Seal my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Who is not only voluntary and vicarious, it was victorious.
Yes, sir.
We wouldn't call death victorious, would we? God did. And I discovered that when I got saved, that victory changed. It wasn't that I crossed the finish line first. It's that I died. Oh, yeah. You know, like John on the Isle of Patmos, when he fell in the presence of that darling Son of God, the Bible said he fell as a dead man. You say, what happened? He was conquered. Amen. You see, victory is when he conquers you. Victory is not what you do. No, no, no. Victory is what he does. It's when he conquers you. And old John was conquered. He fell at the feet of Jesus as a dead man. He wasn't dead. He was as dead. That means, my friend, there was nothing of John that was a moving. It was all of God. It was a moving. You see, it was victorious. Having forgiven all our trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinance that is against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross, and having spoiled principalities and power, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over him in it. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? That's why the world thinks we're stupid. Amen. It's because what God does looks crazy to the world. But I tell you, that's a way that we walk in victory. It's when, my friends, we can literally say, he gave his life for me. And at Calvary, he won the victory for my soul. And I don't have to fight for it. I can just bask in the sunshine of it. Yeah, already a victory in Christ Jesus. At Calvary, we hear a shout. It's not of a victim, but of a victor. He said, it is finished. Victoriously, he paid the price. Calvary is the amazing grace of God. You'll never get to the bottom of grace, but you sure can get in it and bathe yourself. Have a good time. Second of all, he gave his life for me. Second thing I see in this verse is, he took my life from me. I am crucified. I am, that is, have been. You see, it is a past tense work. It has present tense benefits. I am. What am I? I'm dead. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I. You see the life that he took from me was the life that is called I.
Yes, sir.
Yet not I. You see, it's the old I. He's not a very attractive looking old I.
That's right.
Because this old I, you see, is described in Romans 6 as the old man. In verse number 6. He said, our old man is crucified with Christ. Colossians chapter number 3. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. God said, quit lying. The old man is put off. Hey, don't respond to them old actings that you used to respond to. He said, you have put off concerning the former conversation, that is the former manner of life. The old man. Now don't get this old man confused with the old nature. No. They're different. They're not the same thing. You see this old I here that is dead, that is gone, is the old man, that poor, unregenerate person that once I was but no longer am. Our old man is crucified with him. You see, the old man is dead. Would to God that Christians lived like he was dead. Oh, absolutely. You see, I have put my personal trust. I have rested my soul in the hands of the Savior in the finished work. And he looked upon me and counted me as dead. sees me as dead. I am crucified with Christ. Let me say it again. I have been crucified with Christ. You see, here is the great truth of identification. You see, the first point was the truth of substitution. But this is the truth of identification. I am identified with Christ at Calvary. What did he do at Calvary? He died.
That's right.
He gave his life. Absolutely. He poured it out. It wasn't spilled. There was no accident. He gave it. You see, what was that blood that was poured out? His life. The life of the flesh is where? In the blood. And when he shed his blood, he gave, this is what the scripture said, he gave his life for me. Preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying what he gave for me, thank God he gave to me. Yeah, I got the life that he gave for me. And now I can say Christ liveth in me. Do you see it? I'm not doing no disrespect to the blood. Absolutely not. The life of your flesh is in the blood. Get the blood out, you got a dead carcass. Amen. And what Jesus did was he poured out his perfect, pure life at Calvary so that you and I could be redeemed. Thank God for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was the life he gave me. Oh, bless his holy name. You say, preacher, you ready to be your debt? Let's see what Paul said in Romans 6. He said in verse 2, he said, you are dead to sin. Verse 3, you're baptized into his death. Verse 4, buried in his death. Verse 5, planted in the likeness of his death. Verse number 6, knowing that our old man was crucified, that is, put to death. So you see, he wants you to realize that. So down in verse number 11, he said, reckon. That's our word, consider.
That's right.
He said, reckon. What does he want us to reckon? Yourself to be dead unto sin. Oh, my soul. You see, preacher, did I really die with him at Calvary? Am I actually identified with him? Now listen to what I'm going to say. I believe in having a good time in the Lord. You want to shout, help yourself? Amen. You can tell I get excited and scream and holler. But it ain't feeling. No, no. This identification is fact.
That's right.
You see, it's like Calvary. It's like the resurrection. It's a fact. Absolutely. You see, I'm not preaching ideals or ideas. No, 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 I'm preaching. Are you listening? History. It's already happened.
Amen.
Yeah. The fact has already been. You see, and it's a reality now. Calvary is history. It's already happened. And when you come to Christ and trust Him as Savior, are you listening? It'll happen all over again in you. Amen. You'll be identified with Christ. You see the fact that it's Calvary. You're not with it. Oh, bless his holy, holy name. Look here. He said, yet not I, that is no longer I. The history of the old I is ended. My goodness. All of a sudden, there's been a change. I'm not dead anymore. I'm alive in Christ Jesus. Hey, listen to me. You see, he not only gave his life for me, he took my life from me. Finally. I want you to notice, he lives his life in me. The verse said, Christ liveth in me. Now watch this closely. The I goes. Yet not I. The I goes. But look at it now. The me stays. Yet not I. But Christ liveth in me.
Amen.
The old I went, but the me stayed.
That's good, brother.
believe that's what that's saying here. Christ liveth in me. I died with Christ. Now Christ liveth in me. You see, this is true of every one of you that's saved by the grace of God and yielded to the Lord Jesus Christ. He lives within me to produce His life in me. He's not interested in me oohing and aahing the world. He's interested in me showing Christ to the world.
Amen.
Absolutely. You see, we live in an age. We live in an age of sight.
That's right. Yes.
And the Bible says the just shall live by faith.
That's right.
Are you still with me? I'm telling you that religion today at large is performing for the eyes of mankind. They want to ooh and ah people. Yeah, it's very impressive.
That's right.
Yeah, I've seen enough of it. It's impressive.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'd like to walk up to somebody and tap them on the forehead and then fall out on the floor. You see, all of that is going through the eye gate. But the just don't live that way. Well, no, they don't live by sight. They live by faith. Oh, absolutely. And thank God He lives His life in me. You see, thou art the life in me. Martin Luther once said, if somebody was to come to my heart's door and knock, say, who lives here? He said, I would say, Jesus Christ lives here. Said, Martin Luther used to live here, but he died.
Amen.
Jesus Christ lives here now. Can you imagine what he'd do in your life and in the life of our churches across America? If this is a reality, do us, Christ liveth in me? You see, when the believer knows the miracle of Christ indwelling in him, he can stand up with the Apostle Paul and say, for to me to live is Christ. I literally believe that the Apostle Paul was saying, if you see me walk down the street of Damascus, you'll see Jesus walking all over again. I believe he would have said, if you'd have come to visit me in prison, you wouldn't have heard somebody crying the blues. You'd heard somebody singing the praises of Almighty God. Amen. I tell you, my heart literally craves. Only God knows what I'm saying. My soul in me literally craves to see genuine biblical Christianity. We don't flaunt it. Turns me off when I get up and say, I preached with Dr. Innes. I'm just kidding him because he said he had preached with me. Get up and say, I was with Dr. So and I was with this one. Fully on you. I'd rather preach with Jesus. I'd rather have a touch of the Holy Ghost on my life. I like to manifest the Christ of God in such a way that sinners would melt in old-fashioned Holy Ghost conviction and saints would be drawn near to the heart of God. He said in Hebrews, let us draw near. What are we drawing near to? Go back up from verse 22. I think it's about verse 19. He said that we ought to enter into the holiest. Watch this now. By the blood. Isn't that awesome? That's the only way you're going to get in anyway. You say, what is that holiness? It's where deity dwells. It's the house of God Himself. And He said, why don't you come in to the holiest? You ain't got to have some priest to go in the veil for you. Our great high priest says, rent the veil. And you can come in and have a conversation face to face with Almighty God. And by the way, he said, he uses the word in King James, boldness. He said, you can come with this boat with confidence. You can stand there in the presence of a holy God. It means to speak with confidence, face to face with God Himself. What gave you that right? That blood gave me that right. You see an effect. He's saying Christ lives in it. It's the living of Christ, living all over again. He went back, sat down at the right hand of the Father. And he didn't just want a Jesus that was walking the streets of Jerusalem. He wanted a Jesus that was walking the streets of Clayton, North Carolina. A Jesus that was walking the streets of New York, of Atlanta, Georgia. He wanted Christ living in us. And notice what he said, living. Not just alive. If you're saved, Christ is alive in you. But is he living?
That's good. Amen.
That's good. You see, I got to hurry. You see, they're alive down there at the nursing home.
That's right.
But they ain't living. Amen? Huh? Since the last week in November, this is my first meeting that I've got to go to because of physical problems. I laid flat on my back. 5 weeks I couldn't even go to church. I was in such severe pain, I was nearly crazy. I would scream just to have to get up. And then I couldn't sit back down. I'd scream. I'm not saying that to get your pity. No, 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 that ain't what I'm saying. What I'm saying was I was alive, but I wasn't a living. Oh, no, no, no. I was a praying. I was fellowshipping with the great God Himself. And He was mighty real to me. What I'm saying, Christ living, active, working in through us.
Amen.
Christ is our eternal life. Christ is our enthroned life. Christ is our empowered life. Our new life is Christ's own life in us. To me to live is Christ. Let me say it again. To me to live is Christ. Now here's what I said. Life is someone else. To me to live is Christ. Life is someone else.
Amen.
Is he living in you? Christianity is Christ.
Yes, it is.
I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. He died for me, substitution. What a blessed thought. He took my life from me, identification. I stand identified, crucified
Amen.
With Christ. Christ liveth in me in habitation. He inhabits my life. Does he inhabit yours? Do you know him? It's one thing to be saved by grace. It's another thing to know the one who saved you by grace. I wonder, Paul said, that I might know him. Do you know him? Do you know him? It's an intimacy. It's an intimacy. Do you know him? Father, thank you for this portion of your word. I pray that you would burn it deep into our soul, into our spirit, that we might literally manifest the Christ of God as we yield our life to Him. In Christ's name, amen.